This is St. Louis Public Radio. Speculative art exists at the intersection of science, fantasy, and the imagination. Black speculative art is no different. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports on a St. Louis showcase of music, film, and art featuring Afrofuturism and other black speculative art concepts.
At Harrisstow State University, Sean Nichols and his drum troupe kicked off Black History Month with an African drum performance. The occasion celebrated black musical history ranging from the past with fusions of black art with some unlikely genres. That's a performance from Robert McNichols Jr., a baritone fusing together rap and opera. This was the first night of the 2019 Black Speculative Arts Movement St. Louis, also known as BSAM, a year-long traveling celebration where black artists share their recent creative works in film, music, graphic design, and poetry. The movement is all about fusion, and it's been taking off in many cities and overseas over the last few years. And this Sunday, artists will get to present their work at the Dot Zack Theater here in St. Louis. And that's only fitting because the movement has its roots here with Reynaldo Anderson. Anderson is a professor at Harrisstow State University and the co-founder of the movement. He started BSAM in 2015 following the events in Ferguson a year prior.
There was a restlessness in the creative community at the beginning of this decade, a dissatisfaction with certain aspects of politics going on, and a desire to get the art and political ideas a platform.
That platform includes Afrofuturism 2.0. Think of it as a continuation of artists like Sun Ra from the 1970s with an artist like Janelle Monae of today. The movement is a way to combine black society with technology and African culture.
Afrofuturists kind of have this after the end of the world type of sensibility in terms of how they approach their art or how they forecast their creative expression sometimes.
Anderson says Afrofuturism doesn't always touch on dystopia, but it often touches on the blight and historical trauma of African-American history. Each location BSAM travels to hones in on the specific creative and cultural vibe of the area. And in St. Louis, Afrofuturism is the emerging theme. Daisha Polk is a creative arts director for BSAM STL and a spoken word poet. She's also producing the event Sunday. She sees Afrofuturism as a means to create entirely new mediums and ideas of blackness. She talked to me about how Sankofa, a West African term for going back to get what was taken, relates to these art projects.
You would see mixed media, something that really speaks to both Sankofa, maybe some sort of heavy African influence, but also melded with machine, melded with technology in some sort of way.
That imagery is at the heart of Reynaldo's book, Afrofuturism 2.0, The Rise of Astro-Blackness. The book reexamines the genre to include modern concepts of immigration, globalization, climate change, and technology. The cover of the book was designed by John Jennings, an artist and scholar who coined the term Black Speculative Arts Movement and the other co-founder of the organization. He uses robotic imagery to break apart black bodies and draw attention away from stereotypes.
I'm trying to hack into their bodies and actually open up the potential, because a lot of times, like, we're kind of trapped inside of the stereotype that people have projected upon us.
For Anderson, the connection between science fiction and black history isn't odd at all.
We're going to celebrate 400 years of the first enslaved Africans arriving in Virginia this August. I suspect to those Africans that first came here, it was like they were kidnapped by aliens and brought here for certain type of experiments. And so there's a creative parallel between African-American history and science fiction.
The Sunday event will take place between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the Dot Zack Theater. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.